Speaking with Coach Sailor Shirts, the Heron Tigers are Week 5 Team of the Week. Coach, on the surface, this team's had a bit of a rough go so far, an 8-7 record, but where it counts in conference, you guys are doing all right, 2-1, and a chance to improve this Friday.
Yeah, you know, when you look at our record, it doesn't kind of reflect of the ball we've been playing, especially lately. Start off in that pyramid tournament, very good teams, you know, going up against Collinsville, Mount Vernon, Marion, teams like that, I believe. If you look around and strength of schedule, we're right there at the top in Southern Illinois. But had a big one the other night against MassSac. That put us right there at the top of the conference, 2-1. You know, you want to be playing your best basketball this time of the year and at the end. And being able to get a win like that against MassSac really helped the team out confidence-wise. And it puts us right where we want to defend another conference championship.
All those losses you've accrued also, they haven't been against slouches. You know, a bunch of the top tier 2A, 3A teams around the area, the loss stings in the moment, but it makes you better down the road.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, we lose to some very good teams. You got your Fairfield, Pinckneyvilles, and some of the, you know, play at Collinsville like that. We were never in the game, but to play a Collinsville team is the number one team in the state. You know, it's tough to look at that record because you know you could kind of be a little bit better, but our strength of schedule prepares us for this long grind of conference. And prepares us for a 3A regional because we're still in 3A. So we got to go against a bunch of the big dogs. And it's really helping us out of being able to take that grind and, you know, embrace the strengths and some of the weaknesses and be able to play good basketball down the stretch.
Brandon Anthony, Luke Huat, I mean, what a great tandem they are.
Yeah, two of the better players in Southern Illinois. They're very exciting, very entertaining basketball players to watch. But, you know, you've got guys like Jake Baumgart and Reese Hartline that have come in and really stepped up, and we're starting to play better team basketball. I think if we're going to have the success we're going to have, we have to continue to get those guys involved. And, no, they're very two great players. They played for me since their sophomore year. Really exciting to watch. As the season goes on, I expect big things from them, continue to big things, and big things from these other guys.
Friday night, you alluded to it. You beat Massac County, a team that has looked close to unbeatable all season long. I feel like you go into that game, you know, every conference game is a must win in the River to River, but I feel like that one was kind of a, if we don't stop these guys now, they're going to just be unbeatable all season long. So it was the type of game where you had to win, not just for you, but for the rest of the conference.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sure there are a lot of people excited, you know, Friday night to see us be able to take a win against MassSac. And we've watched them, and we watched them over at the EHT, and they're very long, and they're very strong, and they can shoot the ball well. But we thought maybe our defense could kind of cause some problems. And that fourth quarter, we really turned it on, helped create some offensive buckets for us. And Ohio, it doesn't matter who you're playing. It's a battle. You know that every night. And be able to get a win against them when you know you've got to go to MassSac and we still got to go over to Murphy. Being able to go 2-1 right now early in the conference really puts us in a position where down the stretch, win some big games. You know, you got to win your home games, and you got to sneak one over against Murphy or MassSac right now, and puts us in position to be right there at the end.
Unfortunate incident at the end of that game. Five total ejections between the two teams. For the Tigers, what's the fallout look like? Obviously, you've already played a game.
Yeah, we played that game against Salem, and we had our guys sit out. And, you know, honestly, I think the people that weren't at the game, it looked a lot worse than it was. It was a couple shoving. We had a guy leave the bench. There were no punches thrown. It wasn't bench clearing. I think it got blown out a little proportion. But, you know, I talked to the kid from MassSac, and he's very apologetic. It's the same way with our guys. We're not looking to go over there and have kind of the match that people, I guess, are expecting. It's just going to be a hard, clean, fun match when we go over to MassSac. I've got respect for those guys over there, and we'll kind of see what happens in the future. But right now, we've got all our guys ready to play as we go against Frankfort tomorrow night.
Yeah, so West Frankfort this Friday, and then on the road to Mount Vernon. Redbirds kind of been middling this season, but the fact you're on the road makes it a tough one just alone. And then the Rams, a tough team no matter where you're playing them.
Yeah, you know, Frankfort's our first crack at them tomorrow, playing over at Max Morris. It's a conference game, like we said. It's they play hard. We saw them at EHT. They play very hard. I know Coach Gordon will have them prepared. And it's a conference game, so you have to be ready. And then Saturday night, we go to Mount Vernon, which we played earlier in the year. Very good ball club. Like I said, we don't have a cupcake. We play our strength of schedule is right up there at the top with anybody's around here. So But we mentioned early, it makes you better for the end. And two very good away games we'll play this weekend. The Tigers will be ready to play.
Always a pleasure, Coach. Thanks for the time and best of luck.
Appreciate it.